Good evening. Like all good lessons, they're inspired by our economics professor. Is that how it goes? One of the things that I've learned in just going to school is how much wisdom there is out there. Now, in saying that, you might think, you know, there's a difference between worldly wisdom and spiritual wisdom, and that is definitely true. However, I think a lot of the worldly wisdom that we may see definitely can be spun, and you can see how there are elements that can be applied to our spiritual life. One of the things that my economics professor taught me is one thing to keep in mind as you're going through your academic career, if you will. There are four stages of turning your knowledge into wisdom. And these are the four stages. Step one, thinking that you know something or that you know everything. And that's that first stage. Second one, knowing that you don't know something, or again, everything. The third stage, not knowing that you do know something. And then your fourth stage, knowing that you know something. So when you first get into your first class, you're going into that class, you're like, oh, all right, I've got this class, I've got it. But then that first test comes around, and you fail. Well, a lot of good that knowledge did you when you came into this class, right? So after that first class, it's a wake-up call. You have a lot that you have to learn. That second test comes around. You did a little better. That third test comes around. You get going, you go better and better. But you hit a point at which you realize that you know what's going on in that class. You've got it down. And you hit that fourth stage, knowing that you know. So we're going to take a look at these steps. We're going to draw some lessons in our spiritual lives, some things that we can look at, that we can take those steps that we can see in our growth in learning about God in the Bible. If you turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 3. In the context of the spiritual gifts, or the gifts of grace, rather. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Not to think of yourself higher than you ought to think. And we can see that first stage, thinking that you know everything. Or even, just take it down, thinking that you know something. There's a time and a place for that, but definitely not to go overboard. 1 Corinthians 8, verses 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 3. Now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. And concerning the meat sacrificed to idols, they had this knowledge. They know what's good for them. They know what's possible for them to do. But that knowledge, thinking that you know better, didn't necessarily make it right, didn't necessarily mean that you had it together. In that first step, we can see thinking that you know something or know everything, you can see that sense of arrogance. And we may not necessarily exhibit that when we first become a Christian, but once you first get into that first Bible study, that first class period, you know all the answers, you may think that you got it together, but that's not what it's all about. It's all about growing. James 4:6, God opposes the proud, gives grace to the humble. Moving on to our second step, knowing that you don't know everything. Now, how do you reach that point in which you know that you don't know everything? I mean, that's sort of an easy thing for us to realize. You know, there's a lot about art that I don't know about. There's a lot about, you know, mechanics. There's a lot about philosophy. There's all these different things. I know I don't understand those. But how do you reach that point at which you're willing to give up the things that you care about, the things that you're trying to learn about, to take that stance that you don't know everything there is to know about that subject? That takes a level of humility that I know, at least personally, that's something that I have to work on. You turn over to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of instructions about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. Backing up just a few verses, chapter 5, verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You have to again realize and know that there are things that you don't know. So where does that bring us? It brings us to our third step. In that growing process, that humility, learning and understanding that you don't know everything, you're going to be growing and growing. You're going to be gaining more knowledge. You're going to be gaining the things you need for your life. And you're going to hit a point at which things make sense or things get easier. Now, you're not always going to realize where that point is, and I think for every single one of us, that point is different in any different topic or subject. That level is different for some of us. Some of us may have a natural understanding. Some of us may struggle to understand a concept. So just think about that stage right there, not knowing that you do know something. That kind of seems like a backwards sort of idea, not knowing that you know. And I think as we talk about this, you'll sort of see where I'm going with that. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. When you switch your focus from gathering knowledge to walking with wisdom, you're going to find yourself aligning your thoughts and motives with God's will. You'll begin to notice changes in your life that further show His glory. So it's that point at which you hit, knowing that you don't know, or rather, not knowing that you do know something. You're going to see the changes in your life. You're going to see the application playing out before you fully realize what's going on, when you look at the Word and you realize how it's affecting you in your life. And it's not the kind of thing to focus on. It's not something that you necessarily need to, you know, you don't need to have the scale off to the side saying, well, how am I doing now? Like, well, how am I doing now? It's something that you're going to see happen. You don't have to make a note of every time you do that thing right, every time you do that thing right. You need to focus on doing those things right, and you're going to see how they play out in your life. And I think that's the point to be made, not knowing that you do know something. And then that moves on to the very last step. Knowing that you do know something. That follows directly on the heels of that third stage. Not knowing that you do know, and knowing that you know. Hebrews 5, verse 14. Solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. It's not just a, let's check and see where I'm at now. Let's see how I'm doing today. Let's see how I was 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. Let's see how I was doing for the past 5 minutes. Let's see how I was doing for the past week. And every moment of time you pass on, you're looking at where you what you were doing that got you to that point. And that's that constant practice. It's not just practice at this time, practice at this time. It's a constant practice. Second Timothy 3, verse 7. Second Timothy 3, verse 7. Speaking, it says, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. So many times we get stuck in that learning mode. We're just going to learn as much as we can, but you don't do anything with that. So what is it doing for you? Are you stuck in a mode of learning? I want facts and knowledge, and I want to say that I can do this and this and this. But what good is that doing anyone? What good is that doing you to be able to, if there's no application, what was the purpose of the facts? Now, if you can, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, if you can name all the kings of Israel and all the kings of Judah, what good is that to you if you can't also apply that knowledge and saying, these were the good kings, these were the bad kings, and these are the examples in their lives that I can learn from, that I can see what's going on at that time, and I can know what's the examples that God wants me to follow in my life. Second Timothy 3, where we still are, verses 12 through 17. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So we're going to go back. Think of those four stages. Number one, thinking that you know something or everything. Knowing that you don't know something or everything. Three, not knowing that you do know something. And then the fourth, knowing that you know something. You may be listening to those, and I think it's easy for us to confuse that first step with that fourth step. Thinking that you know something, and knowing that you know something. And so often the world today mixes those two constantly. And that's something we have to take care to not let get into our minds, that when we're learning about something, you need to take care to focus on learning it and being able to use it, and not just grab that knowledge and say, well, here's where I'm at. This is what I know, and I've got it down. When you think you know that, when you really shouldn't be in that position at all. And those third and fourth steps, not knowing that you do know something and knowing that you know, that's not necessarily a struggle. That's a constant back and forth with every subject and every topic that we learn in our lives. As you learn, you discover more and more. And you may get something down. You know that you know what's right and wrong in that situation. But let's deal with this situation. Well, now I'm back to step three. And you have to learn and learn until you know what's going on in that situation. You move on to another situation. You're back to step three. Until you learn and learn. And it's a constant back and forth. And we have to be able to, in our minds, know where we're at so that we can constantly be building one another up. Be building ourselves up from the Word so that we can do what we can to constantly be bringing the message to those around us. So summing up those four steps, thinking that you know, that's arrogance, isn't it? Knowing that you don't know something, that's humility. Not knowing that you do know something, I think that's growth in that situation, in sort of realizing where you're at and where you're coming from, what you're trying to accomplish. Now, fourth step, knowing that you know something. That's confidence. That's boldness. I think we're able to take that with us as we go. We'll really be able to effectively handle the word of truth. We'll be able to understand where we're at, what our position is, while still keeping in mind that we're not what it's all about. Gary Fisher uses this example. He said, you aren't the message. You're the messenger. You're just the phone in between the giver of the message and the recipient of the message. You're not what it's all about. You're trying to lead others to something more important than yourself.